boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Ah, what a time to be alive. It's the best time of the year because you can have your window open while you drive.
Oh.
I love this time of the year. I drove the entire way here, windows open.
I am so happy. Nicole from sales came to my desk when I came in today. She goes, how are you? And I go, I'm just invigorated. I
don't even know what that word means.
I don't care. I'm reinvented.
You're using a word you don't even know?
I don't know. The sun has touched the skin of my arms, and I feel like a new woman. You know?
It sounds like vinegar. Invigorating.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the right term. I feel happy. And I haven't felt happy in ages, everybody. But something about 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70 degrees.
I have no idea what you said for the last 30 to 45 seconds. I've been hung up on the word invigorated.
Bro, nobody talked to me this weekend. I'm happy and I'm invigorated, vinegared, pickled. I'm all the things.
Is it balsamic?
I am a balsamic, yeah.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know the saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure?
Go on.
This is the final boss of that, I think. The Oscars happened this past Sunday night in Los Angeles. And this girl, Paige Talia, is going viral on TikTok because she just moved into an apartment near the Dolby Theater where the Oscars were hosted. And you ever wonder what happens to the red carpet that everybody walks?
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently they end up in a dumpster. So our girl Paige saw rolls and rolls of red carpet in the dumpster near the Dolby Theater. She went over and said, excuse me, I just moved and I desperately need a rug for my apartment. May I take that? And they allowed her to take the Oscars red carpet back to her apartment. And now she has it as a rug.
I'm sorry. Can I have a minute?
Sure.
I'm so shooketh. I can't even speak because I would think we would reduce, reuse.
Me too.
Recycle, and we would put it in storage.
Right.
Buy a storage unit.
That's what you.
It costs like $20-$30 a month.
Oh, and that carpet can't be cheap to buy.
No. Why are we not reducing, reusing, recycle?
We don't know. That's kind of the theme. Everybody on TikTok is like, good for you, girl, but why are they not like using it for the Oscars are going to come again?
Or reselling it.
Yeah.
Because if you told me you had carpet from the Oscars, I would buy that.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, this girl's like, lucky you had Leonardo DiCaprio like particles on that.
If you told me that like Beyonce walked on it,
yeah.
You told me, I don't know,
Michael B. Jordan was up on that carpet.
Oh, and they sweated on it. I'm buying it. $2.99.
Well, I guess now we know we need to go find that dumpster next year, the day after the Oscars.
I'm down. I'll dive.
Field trip.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Hi, my name is Destiny, and I finally got the right pillows.
Good. Like comfort-wise?
No, the right size.
What?
Apparently, there are different size of pillows, and I'm 31 years old, and I just discovered this.
Educate for the people in the room who don't know.
Okay, so like, am I the only one?
My friend doesn't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
So we had a queen bed, and then we just, in the last year, also moved up to a king bed. Mm-hmm. And apparently, that means you have to up the size of pillows. I did not know this, because your pillowcases up the size. Because I had standard queen pillows, and those don't fit king pillowcases. I did not know this, because when we got our new king bed, that meant our pillowcases got bigger. I did not know this.
Me either. I guess it makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
But also, like, who needs... I feel like, unless you got a big head and go off if you do, why do you need it? Is it, like, noticeably larger?
Yes. It's like a body pillow, Taylor. Serious. It's a body pillow. Because when we got the king bed, we got a whole new, like, bed...
Set.
And then apparently the pillowcases got bigger. And I didn't notice this until I put our old pillows in there. And I was like, well, why do they look frumpy? And it took me until yesterday that I bought new pillows. And I was like, oh, apparently there's different sizes.
Fit for a king now, fit for a king.
And apparently they're body-sized pillows. Who would have known?
Thank you for educating
you.
Me. I had no idea.
I was just telling you that I finally upgraded to bigger pillows because apparently that's a thing. If you have a king bed, you have to have king pillows. Who knew? There's different sizes of pillows. There's the standard queen, and then there's the king pillows. I need to know, do you remove the tags on your pillows? And it's not just like the tags that say $19.99. I'm talking about the tags that say, like, how you clean them.
Oh, okay.
Like, it tells you if they're, like, 100% cotton and how you, like, dry...
Wash them.
Yeah. Do you remove that? And I'm talking about on the pillows. I'm talking about, like, on the blankets. Normally, I don't, but they were driving me nuts yesterday when I was making the bed. So I took the scissors and I snipped on... And I removed them.
I have to because I like to shove my arm under my pillow and it tickles my arms.
Are you talking about when you sleep or are you like going to town and you're wrestling your pillows? Just right.
Both. Now? But I also thought that was illegal. Is that a myth?
It does. It says something on it. It says like, do not remove these. Well, it says that only the consumer is allowed to, but you're the consumer, so I think you're allowed to.
Imagine going to jail for cutting your pillow tag off.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It really is just the most wonderful time of the year. It's finally warmed up, the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and the potholes are being filled, baby.
Yes, which we talked about earlier this week. You and I had went on a planning lunch meeting, and on our way back to the station, we had watched somebody fill in a pothole. But we were really shooketh on the process because all they did was put... What is it called? Asphalt or something?
Yes.
Into the pothole, and that was it. They didn't, like, tamper it in, like, how we put espresso into the thingy-majigger. I was like, what do we put it in?
I was trying to be bougie about it, and then we're like, in the thingy?
We're like, we know how to do espresso, and then we don't?
But they didn't squash it down like the beans.
Yeah. I think that guy was actually having a bad day after all.
Really?
Yes, because in Marion, right around where the Dunkin' is, okay, in Marion and, like, the Wells Fargo, if you know where I'm talking about, okay? They were filling the potholes. I watched the guy put the asphalt in with the shovel, and then he stomped it down with his boot. So they do stomp it down. So the guy that you and I saw earlier who didn't tamper it down had to have been having a bad day.
Okay, or Uno reverse. That guy was just stomping on it to get some of his aggression out.
He was ticked at his girl.
Everybody was mad, actually.
Earlier today, I had to make sure that I went to Dunkin' because they were doing this deal that if you got their wedding cake munchkins, you were going to get this, I don't know, what would you call it?
A ring box?
Ring box for free.
It's National Proposal Day. They're doing this whole thing to get people to propose. And I think if you use it, then you can, like, win a wedding dress from Vera Wang.
I don't care about that part.
Which I can't, I can't believe you don't care about that part.
Well, I already have a dress.
Well, I know, but still.
I just wanted the box, the stupid little box. That's all I cared about because it was cute. It's pink. It's up my alley. I love pink. And I was telling you, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try to convince neighbor man to use the box. And yeah, it might say Dunkin' on it, whatever. I just care that it's pink. When he proposes, because the box that he has, it's blue. And that's not up my alley. I love pink.
Well, the other thing about this box is that there's not, you know, like a normal ring box has like a ring holder. This one has a donut holder.
it's domed shape.
I guess if that, maybe you could stick the ring in a donut hole.
Even better.
A proposal, you know what? A snack.
You put it on my fingy, and then I get a snackaroni after.
I think you should propose this to him. Let us know.
Taylor, my obsession with dachshunds is getting really out of hand. I'll admit it.
Yeah, you have been on one. I think you have actually threatened me that if I see something weenie dog and I don't tell you, that you will hurt me.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah. I know. I haven't seen anything.
Well, if you're in Those Girls Sweat Squad, you saw that I recently bought a dachshund lamp. Yes. It's literally got a weenie dog at the bottom. There's a stick and bing, bada, boom. There's a light bulb at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You thought that was bad. No. The obsession gets even worse.
Okay.
You know what I bought over the weekend?
What?
Dachshund ice cubes. Now, this sounds stupid. It sounds stupid because when am I going to see them? Because you just put them in your water bottle and
yeah,
you're never going to see them.
Yeah.
They're going to melt. That's how bad my obsession with weenie dogs is getting.
Yeah. But I mean, they're cute.
But they're going to melt.
But that was one of your stupidest purchases to date.
It cost me $7.99 of stupidity.
If that brought you happiness,
then
I'm not going to judge you, sister.
So we've been going on for the last 20 days about our April Fool's Day prank, which is to take over the four stations. We've got Z1 to 2.9. We've got 1600 ESPN, which is sports. We've got Smart FM, which is all 80s. And then we've got X107.5, which is alternative. And we say it's got like Green Day, it's got Paramore, and that's all that we know. And we really need to bring in Chris Jackson because, well, we're idiots and we need you to help us take over your station.
Okay, so let me start by advising you guys. Can I do some mansplaining here?
Yes.
Oh, God.
No. It's not really an April Fool's prank if you've been talking about it for 20 days.
Well, it is because our listeners know, but your listeners probably don't.
They
no,
don't.
They will now. I'm going to get
out
there.
That's fine. They don't know when we're going to pop in.
Yeah. So what exactly are you trying to do here?
So we're going to go on to your station, and we're going to do...
And how do you plan to do this exactly?
Open the door and turn on the microphone.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I guess it is that easy.
So. It really is. And we plan to do a couple breaks on your station at some point on April Fool's Day, whether you like it or not.
And this is going to be funny. Why?
Because it is.
That's a great answer.
Here's the thing. But
that's
a
good answer.
But we want to sound like we know what we're doing on your station, but we know nothing about your station.
You should try listening to it. It's fantastic.
Because 1600 ESPN, Spencer's making us do a bracket for NCAA for March Madness.
Yeah.
But we're like, how do we fit in for you? What do we do?
You have to know how to fail at everything you do in life and then have the confidence to speak about it to your audience.
Nailed it.
That's pretty much what my show is all about.
Yeah. I said smoke some cigarettes and fall off a skateboard.
Smoke some cigarettes and fall off a skateboard?
That feels like very alt.
I mean, 1999, yeah, that was about right.
Okay,
that was about right.
Okay,
that
so was about you right. Nailed it.
I was onto something. Yeah.
So we just need to find a skateboard.
Yeah, we do.
So do you feel like that was it?
No, you need to be in massive debt and, you know, you need to still be coming off of a St. Paddy's Day hangover. All your relationships are gone. No one loves you anymore. Not even a night out at your favorite restaurant brings you joy anymore, but the music does.
Nice.
Okay, I think we nailed it.
Yeah. Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We must talk about the man who was kidnapped by dolphins. So, there's a guy, Ricky James Hollowell, who was allegedly kidnapped by dolphins, forced to build a city with them, complete with condos, a town square, and a recreation center. None of this is real. I gotta start off with that. This has been a viral...
That's what you say, though.
Infestation. No, you're not a believer.
No,
are you? Oh, also, the dolphins, the lead dolphin is Gerald.
Hey, you got to believe anybody with the name Ricky and Gerald, okay?
For sure. Lead with that. Definitely.
No, I haven't done enough research.
Okay, so.
To believe this, just yes. But I'm going to listen to this, and then I will come up with whether or not I actually believe Ricky and Gerald.
Okay, well, it's not. It came from like a spoof Facebook page saying this guy in Florida washed up onto shore, sunburnt, claiming that he was kidnapped by a dolphin named Gerald, who then put him to work to build an underwater city. And that was posted on Facebook. Obviously, fake story. Now, the police in Lee County, which is where this allegedly happened, are having to speak out and say, you guys, don't worry. The dolphins are not taking people. There's no real basis to this. Then, now, there's a dolphin expert speaking out. This guy has had it, by the way. He's like, stop asking me about this. There is no way that a dolphin is going to kidnap someone. They don't build cities. They're dolphins, okay? They're not kidnapping anybody. We don't even know if the dolphin's name is Gerald. How dare you just assume his name is Gerald? So if you've seen this, I hate to burst your bubble.
You know what?
He wasn't kidnapped.
As someone who feels constantly misunderstood, I'm going to say, I do believe this story.
Okay.
Putting a stamp on it. Approved by Destiny.
On the basis of what? The names Ricky and Gerald?
Hell yeah. You know what? Yeah. Approved by Destiny.
Okay, you are the problem with the internet.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
This morning, I really, really wanted to enjoy the nice weather that we were having. So I grabbed my little cross-stitching basket and I hit the trail. And there's a nice little bench on the trail next to this body of water. Don't ask me. It's probably a river. A lake.
A pond?
Pond. I don't know the difference. Don't care.
Right.
And as I'm sitting there, I could hear people saying, hey, catch those dogs. Catch those dogs. There's these cute, two adorable dogs running loose. And they did not want to be caught. These two dogs were having the time of their lives, breaking free, soaring, flying. They were lost.
So were the dogs together, or they just met up?
I think these two dogs must live together and probably got out the back door.
Oh no.
Something maybe broke loose from the fenced in backyard. Yeah. I don't know, but they're definitely two best friends that live together and just were lost, but they were having the time of their life. They're running through the tall grass. Uh-huh. They're going through, you know, the trail together. They're having the best time ever. But what I thought was so funny is that they find the body of water that was right next to me, and the first dog smells the water and was like, yeah, it looks great, but I'm not going in.
Oh.
The other one, he goes, heck yeah, boom, belly jumps flop into the water. Oh, yeah, and he has the best time ever. He's rolling around in it. He's swimming. He goes down the river. He's having fun.
I just know that you were looking at those owners running after them, and you're like, you go, you two. You two have some fun out there.
I'm like, you go have fun. I don't have to clean that up later.
Well, I'm not running after you.
I was just telling you about how I was at a park earlier, a trail, and I was cross-stitching on a bench, and I noticed there was two dogs lost. They must got out the back door, got loose from the fenced-in backyard, mm-hmm. and they were having the time of their life. One jumped into, like, the river, was just rolling around into the water. They were having fun. This must have been the first time breaking free from their home.
Yeah.
And it made me think, if you were a lost dog, what would be the first thing that you would do getting to be out in the free world, you know? The first thing I would do, I'd go right up next to a car and I would chase it. I would see if I'm faster than a car. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I'd get maybe not like 380 speed, because I don't think as a dog that I'm like 60 mile per hour.
Right.
You know?
That's abnormal if so.
But I'd probably go like, you know, normal town speed's like 25. If I was a dog, I'd probably try to go right next to it. I don't want to get hit by a car.
No, you just want to see if you can keep up with the car. First intrusive thought, pee on everything, obviously. Second thought is I would go somewhere where like dogs normally aren't allowed. So I'd be hitting up like Target. You know what I'm saying? I'd find that doggy aisle and pick out the biggest bone. Can you just imagine going to the store and then being like, now wait a minute, whose dog is that shopping on his own?
Well, Target's got the bullseye dog, or the, isn't it a bullseye dog?
Yeah,
you might fit right in. You might fit right in.
I would know my way around as a dog. Where's the dog aisle? Uh-huh. Don't you worry, I'd find it.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Everybody's got basketball on the brain. So do we. Not really.
Who are we kidding? When?
We know. But we are going to talk about it with tonight's trivia question. What was the cost for the most expensive seat ever sold for a regular season game for college basketball? What is it?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
What was the cost for the most expensive seat ever sold for a regular season game for college basketball? What is it?
So we're talking dollar amount.
We're talking dollar amount.
Ooh, I can't wait. You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Some might have basketball on the brain. Some, well, they don't. It's plain and simple. It's really that it. That's about it.
Yes, it is.
Your boyfriend, Curly, he does. Is he one of those that it's like watching it while he's at work?
I do believe that they had an offsite lunch today.
Did
to go
they
watch.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now that you say
Which
that.
Which game?
One You're, that they were dribbling balls and running down the court.
She's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't freaking care.
He was talking to me about Wisconsin. Does that mean he was watching it? I don't freaking know, because these men, my God, can they multitask when it comes to sports?
What does that mean?
Because they'll have one game on and then they have the other one up on Twitter and then another one up on their stupid betting app. And I'm like, how do you keep it all straight?
There's more than one happening at a time?
I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Why are we even doing a trivia question about basketball if we ain't got nothing about no one?
I've been asking you all week. Why we're doing that?
I'm trying to be in the spirit, okay?
Uh-huh.
Tonight's trivia question. What was the cost for the most expensive seat ever sold for a regular season game for college basketball? What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 4729 said $5,000.
That's ridiculous. You can buy a car with that.
It is crazy.
That can get you places. That's like 2 hours of a game. A car can get you places.
Yes.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
All right.
Nate said $750.
See, that still seems like a lot. I don't even know. Okay.
That's half of a mortgage. I'm going to just keep comparing.
Well, yeah. See, I don't know. I have a hard time knowing what is like a good price, though, for a college game. Because I know a
Didn't
lot of
you
people.
Go, oh, you were a dancer.
Yeah, girl, got courtside seats for free. Hey, yo, I was on the dance team. So I don't even know. Like, I know a lot of people, football, basketball, whatever it was, would get like the student season tickets or season pass or whatever. I don't even know how much that was. So I don't know what, I don't know what's normal. You know what I'm saying?
There's people who are yelling at their car because they're like, she got courtside, she don't even know. You don't know what a basketball
that
is.
That is actually horrible of me to say. I did get hit with basketballs, though, so I paid my price.
She did.
She did. 2719 said $12,000. My goodness. How many seats was it?
Can I buy a Louis Vuitton
with that? At that point, I better be sitting on the coach's lap. You know what I'm saying?
He better kiss me on the cheek.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Please don't.
Well, hold my hand the whole game.
What was the cost for the most expensive seat ever sold for a regular season game for college basketball? What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in 3 minutes.
If you're paying $12,000, I hope you're getting to hold the coach's hand, and that pretzel better not be soggy. You know, sometimes those pretzels are soggy.
Yeah, or like Carver cones for the entire year for free.
Oh, yeah, they do got some good Carver cones.
They do got that good Carver cone.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
What was the cost for the most expensive seat ever sold for a regular season game for college basketball? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I was going to tell you to sit down for this, Taylor, but you're already sitting, so I'm not too worried.
Thanks.
$250,000 per ticket for Coaches K's last game at Duke. I don't know who this is, but must be a big deal. In 2022. Do you know who this is?
No.
Oh. Now let me tell you a little bit more about
this. I assumed it was going to be a Caitlin Clark thing, but
you are on to something now, because I my first thought was, this has got to be Caitlin Clark, right? Because everybody's like, got to see her last regular game, right? Right. She does have one of the highest female tickets,
right?
On the female side, here's where I'm like, okay, this technically is a little bit different.
Yeah.
And here's why. Because there's this guy named Michael Marks, and to honor his wife's cancer remission, there was a charity event, and he actually bought these tickets, and he wanted to donate $1 million to the cancer research that they were raising money for that night. So he actually bought 4 courtside seat tickets. So that would be $250,000 per ticket,
making it
$1 million that he was donating that night. So they ended up raising $12 million in total that night for cancer research. And again, he was doing it in honor of his wife and her cancer remission.
Oh,
so it was
amazing.
$250 per ticket. And it was Coaches K's last game at Duke in 2022, which was a big deal. So, you know, it made history, but I know. Caitlin Clark has record on the female side.
Makes sense. Dang.
But $250,000? I really hope you did get to hold that coach's hand that night. And you got a kiss on the cheek.
I wonder. We should reach out for a statement.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.